Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
That's it. It's the TAB Everest. Joining us, Sam Friedman, first of all, as we whip around all the horses that are running in the race that have galloped this morning. Morning to you, Sam.
Morning, Andrew.
And we're looking forward to it, mate. Is everyone pumped out there at Randwick where the horses have been?
Yeah, it was very busy this morning. It was a lot of buzz around at the track and obviously getting very close to the big race.
It is. Well, let's talk about them. Santa Ana Lane and Scholes, they completed their major sort of gallops this morning?
Yeah, they did. They, obviously more maintenance gallop this morning. They're fit horses now. And Benny Mellum came up and did Santa Ana Lane. He was very happy with him. He pulled up, very good and the action was good. And our regular work rider did Scholes and was also very happy with her.
I guess the main thing is that they've had their preparation runs. You've been able to enjoy their last runs and you've been able to maintain where you want them to be. It's all about timing, this race, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And, obviously knowing their grand final is this Saturday, we've known that for quite some time. It's allowed us to really map this preparation to culminate in hopefully their peak runs on Saturday.
The track conditions, you're not worried at all, I guess, if we get a bit more rain through this week?
No, not at all. The more the merrier. I think Charles has obviously won on a heavy 10 at Randwick before and the Percy Sykes, the two-year-old, and Santa Ana Lane won the Stradbroke on what they said was a heavy 8. Look, we probably think Charles handles a bottomless track possibly a bit better than Santa Ana Lane, but that's only going off, Santa ran on a heavy track at Randwick earlier in his career and ran very disappointingly. So, but he seems to be a different horse to then.
Yep, understand. He's in the zone, if you can put it that way, the way that Ben was able to produce him there a couple of Saturdays ago.
Yeah, exactly. And we've maintained, if you get the horse in this right frame of mind, he can sort of reel off any sectionals and can match it with Australia's best sprinters.
Yep, understand. Given the makeup of the field and the barrier draw tonight, are you worried or, are there barriers that you'd like to draw or not? You're not really worried?
No, not too fast. And it's obviously out of our control and what they draw. But look, we've always said Charles is probably better drawn a little bit wider. She's best with a little bit of space. And look, Santa Ana Lane, he gets ridden, how he gets ridden. So wherever he draws, he'll just go back until he's got cover and, work through the field, hopefully with the brakes coming his way at the right time. So not a massive worry for us, which is of great benefit. And Charles has got very good gait speed. She can posse up wherever she needs to.
The one thing with both of them is that they've got that acceleration when the jockeys ask. They can both pounce really quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And, they've got good turns of foot. And I think the advantage is they both won group ones over 1400 and 1350. So, and obviously off that very strong pace, 10 days ago, they showed that the faster they go, the probably the better they are and the more they come into their own.
Understand. Well, that sounds good. Are they nice horses to work with away from the track? You leave them there, they feed up and eat away through the day and things like that. Are they nice and easy to deal with?
Yeah, they are. Look, they're a pleasure to travel, which, goes only in their win record when they travel interstate. So Santa Ana Lane, he's travelled around Australia and, Charles has obviously been to Adelaide, Sydney. So, no, they're very easy horses to deal with and a pleasure to sort of work around.
We're looking forward to it, mate. Scholes and Santa Ana Lane, the draw tonight. Good luck with the week ahead, Sam.
Cheers, Andrew.